course, MG Money, right here in the Queen Kamana Center in the heart of Kahului Town at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And I am with a bunch of crazy, good-looking nerds tonight. And we got a lot to talk about, but this one is a very special show because we have some very special guests. But first, let me introduce everybody who is part of the cast. First of all, Captain Five Stars is in the house. Aaron's here. The producer, Seducer, is also here as well. Kai's in the house as well. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't forget to turn your mic. What was that again?
I still never consent to that name.
Oh, you will. You don't have to consent. There's no consent needed on this show. Also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru. Everybody calls him Format. He's in the house.
Hi, America.
Is the Matt short for Matthew?
No.
I didn't consent to that.
And speaking of no consent, she is the mistress on the cob. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Francine. She's in the house.
We're going to get a suit one day. We are.
How are you, dear?
Hi, G.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here with us.
So good.
Well, we are here on a very special occasion because not only do we have the executive director of the Pro Arts Playhouse in Kihei, but they are also going to be putting on an amazing musical this October. October 18th through November 3rd, they'll be putting on Evil Dead the Musical. Now, I'm going to do this a little backwards, but here's the thing. Pro Arts brought along their executive director and an actor. And ironically enough, I'm going to play to his ego because we know him, and he's going to introduce the executive director tonight as well. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the actors in Evil Dead the Musical happening October 18th at the Pro Arts Playhouse in Kihei. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only Will Nil.
Yeah. Cover your eyes.
Oh, man. I didn't get her CV, so it's kind of hard for me to do an intro. It's a good way to put me on the spot.
Yeah, there. Will Nil, we have been friends with for quite a few years, over 20 years.
Are you?
He's absolutely not. But his acting chops will be tested this October in Kihei for Evil Dead the Musical. He's always been a great actor.
A good test taker.
And he actually is. That's why he has the job he has. Would you please be so kind as to introduce your executive director?
Without this CD right here. The executive director of the Maui Pro Arts Theater. Mm-hmm.
Get right up on that mic. Don't forget. There you go.
The majestic Pro Arts Theater, situated next to Taco Bell in Kihei.
Ooh, stop it.
She's been in such productions such as... And...
Oh!
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. Yes.
Well done.
I apologize. It's terrible. I'm new to this theater.
I thought you meant... Will and I have only met a couple of times.
Dang it, man. I can't even believe. I'm sorry.
If he knows my last name, I will be shocked.
Oh!
So here's the thing. Her reputation precedes her. I know this by the way that people around her act.
Yes.
Yet I do not know that reputation.
All right. So how about let's start with just a name.
Lynn.
Very good.
Yeah. That's good.
And
Manuel Miranda.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow, Lynn Miranda. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I thought it'd be kind of cute, though. Sorry.
That's
Lynn Miranda, the
executive
director of Pro Arts Playhouse in Kihei.
You heard it here,
you know
folks.
That my name's not really Lynn Manuel Miranda.
No, it's Lynn Manuel Miranda. It's what it is. No, well, on this show. No,
you go ahead.
No, once again, no that consent needed.
Don't Google that.
This is what happens.
No, go ahead. Since we're doing a horrible job of this, go ahead.
I'm going to just co-opt his name.
You go ahead and introduce yourself, my dear.
Hi, I'm Lynn McEwen, and I am the executive director of Rebel
Really
Arts
close.
Playhouse.
Lynn McEwen?
So close.
Not a fan.
So close.
For this show, it's it's Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's what it's
like
going to be.
All right,
sweet. No, I'm just kidding. So, Lynn, I have stalked you a little bit on Facebook.
Oh,
and I've noticed that you too are an actor, but you are also... the new executive director, is that correct?
Yeah, just It was announced in the end of July, and then I've been full-time for about a week, actually. So, yeah. Wow. I mean, I've been working on it for about 2 months. But I was, no, I was overlapping with an old job for about 2 months just because that job was serious. Mm-hmm. This job was serious. I couldn't let that one. Had to prep the next person.
Put that one on the on the side. Yeah. I also understand that you are also a playwright as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, I wrote a play that went up at Pro Arts last year, last fall. It was called Vindication. It was scenes from the life of Mary Wollstonecraft. She wrote Vindication of the Rights of Woman back in the 18th century.
It was considered the first
Western text on feminism. I know this is getting really exciting now up in here. You're all very exciting.
Yeah.
I will say this.
It's exciting for 51% of the population.
Yes. I will. Oh.
That wasn't supposed to be a bird. That was so.
That was straight G. That was straight from the G track right there.
I will say that my then boyfriend, who despises all things masterpiece theater and loves all things video game, actually came out of it and said, "Babe, I'm really surprised. That was really good."
Oh, fantastic!
So, there was that. So hopefully there was that.
So now we come upon this Halloween season, and you decide to spring on the Maui County Evil Dead the Musical. It's had quite a successful run in other parts of the country. What made you decide to take on this? I guess you could say it's going to be a little daunting. I mean, as far as musicals go, and what is in this kind of musical? Because we don't get things like this out here very often, but we do know the context and the content of this Evil Dead musical. So, how do you put this all together? Where do you find guys like Will?
Well, this was actually already on the schedule when I took over, of course, but it's being produced by both Pro Arts and Rose Ox Productions, which put up House of VS last year. Pro Arts, we like to do some slightly edgier material, something a little different. It's partially our size allows us to do that because it's only a 103-seat theater, so it's a little bit more flexible. You can try things a little edgier. You don't have to worry about, what if, it doesn't pack 400 seats. However, I think that this one is going to pack pretty much everything, every show, because it's going to be amazing. It's going to be hysterical. I've been watching the rehearsals, and I'm just cracking up at every single one, and also scary at the same time.
Will you also be acting in this as well?
Or are you I am not. I'm just doing the duties, the administrative stuff and all that. that boring stuff to let them all have the fun on stage. No, it's got Felicia Chernicki-Wolf, Leah Krieg, some newcomers, actually. Jake Picault is how you say that, right? He's playing Ash, and he's amazing. Then we have Will, of course, who is really hysterical, and I was sitting there watching you going, why haven't I seen this guy in other things? Because he's brilliant and you're just great on stage.
Too many hobbies. Yeah. Just got around to this one.
Who do you play, Mr. Will?
I play his douchey friend, Scott.
Oh, Scott.
I love Scott. Scott's awesome.
He's the best. Yes, we all love a good douche.
And the weird thing is that you're kind of a douche.
So you're being typecasted.
Already typecasted. So now, this is, how many people do we have in the play altogether, as far as that goes?
Let me see if it was all them, and I hadn't yet said Patty Lee Silva, Laura Cole, and Mikkel. And I'm blanking on Mikkel's last name. It's a terrible, terrible executive director.
Miranda.
I'm blanking on it for a second.
Miranda.
Miranda. That's just it. Yeah, so
He deserves more than that.
There's going to be a couple of interesting, I think, potential like little cameos possibly by other individuals in the theater community. But yeah, I think that's it, right? So that's eight.
Wow. And then your production crew, this is going to be quite a production. What do you, do you have a lot of people working behind the scenes?
Gosney, Mikkel Gosney.
Thank you. I want to say
very good. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Kalani Woodford's directing, and he's incredible. He's one of the probably best known actors and directors on the island. He directed Cabaret, which I was fortunate enough to be in last year, and it was, I think it was the biggest selling like per show at the EO. So that was awesome. He's brilliant, and that show was very edgy and dark as well. But not really that funny, but this one's really funny. This one's hysterical. Definitely no splash zone in Cabaret. I don't really know what...
It'd be awkward if there was.
That would be really awkward if there was. But definitely on the edgier side. And he's really brilliant. Jennifer Rose and Jim Oxborough have Rose Ox. They're the producers.
They're putting everything into this. The props are amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, well, for those that may not be familiar with Evil Dead in this arena, I mean on Facebook and on the podcast, exactly break down what the Evil Dead is and what the musical does to it or for it.
So the Evil Dead is, it started Sam Raimi's career.
Mm-hmm.
Might know him from such wonderful films as Spider-Man.
Original trilogy.
Stop it.
Yeah. The original trilogy.
Stop it.
And so it also, Bruce Campbell, a wonderful B-list actor that loves to be a B-list actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the musical rendition of it, so the Evil Dead was three different movies.
Right.
Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2. Evil Dead 1 was exceptionally campy, mm-hmm. and then it got so popular, they really ramped up the production quality in Evil Dead 2.
Right.
And then Army of Darkness just like knocked that out of the park.
Right.
Yeah. And so most people kind of only know Army of Darkness and don't even know about the Evil Dead movies. They've seen Army of Darkness.
Right.
Everyone's seen that. Then the TV show came along. So the musical production is generally Evil Dead, the first one.
Okay.
Little bits of Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness chucked in there just to be funny.
Wow.
Just kind of the recognizable stuff.
For sure.
Evil Dead was so... the original one was so low budget that I think he was just like, there's nothing to do but just acknowledge how low budget this is and just lean into it and be campy as hell. And then Evil Dead 2 went even deeper on the camp in kind of almost like... Not mock, like lovingly mocking.
Well, because they realized that was their fan base.
Exactly.
Yeah, very true.
And Bruce Campbell's brilliant at that because, you know, he was on the series Burn Notice for a long time. He's just so great at that self-deprecating, sort of slightly breaking the fourth wall kind of comedy and such.
Right.
He's just brilliant.
So. Now, the aspect that is probably going to be the most daunting is the musical part. I would assume.
Well, fortunately, we have musical director Marty Clouth, who
fantastic.
Is brilliant. Yeah. And how do you feel about the musical part of it?
Well, I should ask her how she feels. But you know, when I listen to how I sing, I don't sound as terrible as I thought I did. But fortunately, I have no solos, so that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good, good, good. I mean, are most of the musical numbers ensembles?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. And I'm assuming that. That,
well, not a full ensemble cast, but
right,
yeah,
right. I'm assuming that Ash has got a solo or two or three.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, and things of that nature. Is the music? What can we expect from the music? What kind of music are we?
It's all over the place.
Is it?
I kind of think of Richard Cheese a little bit on a little bit of aspect of that.
I love Richard Cheese. He's awesome.
Yeah. So there's it's all over the gamut. They're poking fun at lots of other musicals. They're doing a lot of head nods to various tropes in other musicals.
Uh-huh.
And then they're just throwing out all kinds of random genres, too.
Wow.
Yeah, these guys are definitely in that camp of sort of the Seth MacFarlane camp of we can go one extreme this way, but we love musicals and know all about them and can reference them like crazy.
And so, I'm sounding really like vague when I'm talking, but it's not because I have no idea what the songs are. It's because I'm actually want to leave it completely to... That's like if you know what you're expecting going in, that takes away some of the hilarity of it.
Right, right. Now we are expecting.
Will doesn't know the music.
Yeah.
All right.
First of all, he's still learning. Anyway,
that's true. But we do have some amazing voices in it as well. I mean, we do have Leah Krieg D'Souza, and we have Laura Cole and Patti Lee Silva. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, Leah's
basically the ladies. The ladies can sing.
Right. Of course.
Actually, I have to say, I don't want to give it away, but there was another show by one of the. I mean, another song by one of the guys that I can't even say who it is because it kind of gives something away to say who it is, but it's maybe my favorite musical number in the entire thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. It's great.
Yeah.
It makes your heart just go, oh.
How long is the show?
I think it's probably going to run about
2:30.
Is it that? Do you think it's? With intermission.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With intermission, maybe like 2:15. Yeah. It's not long for a musical.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Which is, that's great. You get in. You get splashed.
Right.
How is the theater going to handle the splash zone?
Yeah, that's what I want to get into, too. Yeah.
So much tarping. Okay. It's going to look like a Dexter like chamber in there is just going to have
a kill room.
Good show. Yes,
like, nice.
Yeah, it's going to have the first two rows are the splash zone, and that is going to be very, 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 very well protected. Mm-hmm. And we're using plastic chairs rather than our usual chairs in those rows. So that's how we're protected.
So,
and there will be ponchos provided.
Oh, good. What can ponchos. Okay, I don't want to give too much away, but what can people expect to be splashed with?
Blood. They're being splashed with blood.
Okay.
However, for our paella listeners, it is a hypoallergenic, all organic.
All right. Yeah, the blood comes
completely
only from vegans.
Skin safe. And I'm actually completely serious. We are actually making it completely hypoallergenic.
Good.
Blood mix.
Good.
Yeah, so it has been battle tested, and they went through so many iterations of it, and it washes out like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not damaged to even if it does get on something, it will hopefully wash right out.
And it is vegan.
It is vegan, yes.
Wow.
Is it, can we eat it? Is it edible?
Anything's edible. Yep.
Good job, Will.
Like, if I'm like laughing, haha.
Nice, Will. So you guys are running this show from the 8th. I mean, thinking about it for a minute, it's one thing to have a play, but it's another thing to have this kind of musical running from the 18th through the 3rd. This is something you have to do on a nightly basis with all this production work. It seems like such a huge production that for Maui, this is really huge. I mean, this seems like a really big deal.
Yeah, and there's actually two shows on Halloween. We're having two special shows, one at 7 and one at 10. Every other night they're at 7:30, and the matinees on Sundays are at 3. But for the Halloween shows, there's one at 7 and one at 10.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There's going to be a quick turnaround on that one.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will.
There might still be a wee bit of blood left. So we're going to do our best. But.
The late show, we hope that people have maybe imbibed a little bit and don't notice.
Or had a couple of tacos from Taco Bell or something, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Crazy. Brian Lupus.
Now, if people want to come to the show, how do they get in touch with you? How do they get tickets? What's the deal?
You can get tickets online at proartsmaui.com, or you can call 808-463-6550, and I will answer the phone or call you back, and you can get tickets that way. But,
Yeah, before we even had this thing, I called her before she even knew that I wanted her on the show, and I was just asking her about seats and how we could get in there and things like that. So she doesn't know that after the show I might be asking for tickets.
I bought my tickets already. I got my tickets last month.
I'm just kidding.
But I'll take
extra. G's going to reimburse you. Yeah. Petty cash.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate it. Wait, we have petty cash?
We'd be delighted to give you a seat.
Yeah, it's Aaron. Aaron's our petty cash.
That makes sense.
That's your middle name, Aaron.
Wow. So this is...
What's petty cash?
That's what I said. This is petty cash.
This is petty cash.
I have to tell you something. I did not know anything about Pro Arts until Francine had mentioned it to me, because I heard Evil Dead musical, and I thought, oh, they're doing it at the EL Theater. That was my assumption. So
how dare you?
That's what I mean.
At the Mac or
so
something.
Yeah, so I thought it was the Mac or I had no idea. So can you give us like a little bit of the history of Pro Arts? I didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. It was founded by a man named Jonathan Lehman some time ago. He used to actually run it as sort of a mobile theater out of like the Stepping Stone. And then we eventually found the space it's in Azeka, Makai, right by Homemade Cafe and Taco Bell. It is known by some people as the Taco
arcade.
Bell Theater.
Sweet!
It used to be Tilt. No.
There you go.
I don't know if I can redeem my tickets there?
Yeah, you can.
I still have a shoebox full of those if I could. Saving up for a Genesis.
So I'm assuming that these guys, this gentleman had a passion for the theater.
Absolutely. He loved it.
He loved model trains.
It was all a big joke. It was all antithetical. He absolutely loved it, and he was incredibly committed to trying to bring things to Maui audiences that they might not see otherwise. Maybe it's not something. Yeah, right. Seriously, definitely panned out. And it's panned out in multiple ways. It's Jonathan sadly passed back in 2016. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're very committed to maintaining his legacy, right. And it's been well maintained over the past few years. They just did Avenue Q, which is considered by many to be a it's a very racy musical. It involves it's a bunch of puppets. It's an puppets? Adult version of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I will just say there is puppet.
got it.
You know, there's a lot of it's a little it's racy.
It just shows the hands going inside of the puppet.
Oh, got it. Thanks, Francine.
Wow.
That's how they move. They're puppets. Come
on. But, you know, Rose Box put up House of Yes a few years ago, which is, you know, very alternative sort of productions that give people just a chance to see something a little bit different, because the theater community here is amazing and it's diverse, and the EL does an incredible job. MAPPA does, you know, like Broadway tour level productions at the Mac most summers and stuff. This is just a completely different thing. Our niche is sort of where it's a small, intimate theater. I keep kind of going in and out of the mic, so
no,
I need to
stay
consistent.
You said intimate the right time.
It's a small, intimate theater. you know, and you can get right in there and really be close to the action. Like, we're having our first ever classical series this Thursday, and it's going to be, you know, with a piano and a cello right there, and you're kind of immersed in the sound because it's so small.
Right.
So it's really an intimate interaction with the productions.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's intimate enough to where guys like, I mean, with the fact that we know Will, it becomes a very communal kind of theater.
Yeah,
which is kind of
absolutely.
Neat.
Yeah.
So when you have guys that you know or girls that you know, it becomes a very communal experience because you're watching it with friends as well as seeing your friends up on stage. And so, yeah, like I said, this is very cool. How big is your theater, by the way?
104 seats, and it's the
communal,
only live.
Because we know Will.
No, it's communal. People,
you know,
in Kihei.
If I was not in this production, you should have gone to see it anyway.
I know.
I want to put that out there.
No, I'm saying because I am.
It'd be amazing without me.
Anyway, so 104 seats.
104 seats, and like I said, where was I going? I was like, I had a thought. And then
that's what he does. He derails conversations.
Yeah. Oh, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, and it is a small, tight community, but I got to say is it just me or we have a ridiculously disproportionate amount of talent for the number of people on this island? We have hugely talented people,
like,
and so many of them.
Right.
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, look at this.
Am I right?
Our
circle
really
of friends is very impressive.
I'm going to let that go because you're absolutely right.
Yeah, like your theme song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Very talented musician made your theme song.
Yes, he did. Yeah. It seems to me that Pro Arts...
Do you have a license for that?
Well, yes. No, none whatsoever. It seems to me...
I got to text him. Hold on.
Oh, good. Do that. Please do. It seems to me Pro Arts in Kihei is, like I said, it's a like you said, a very intimate experience for those that are part of the community, especially in the Kihei area. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Francine from Kihei brought this to me, and I had no idea.
I used to work at the Ace Hardware.
Oh, so you... I knew you.
I sold you guys paint. I made paint for you guys.
Nice.
You guys were painting.
It's a very intimate Ace Hardware.
A communal place.
And in the case of Evil Dead, it's taken the whole intimate thing very, very different in that you're going to genuinely get, like, splashed with blood. You're going to have some really interesting things happening in a very close proximity.
I'm so excited. Every time I would drive by, and I haven't had a chance to go to Pro Arts to watch anything, I've been seeing you guys' marquees up, and I feel like every time I go by there, it gets more and more interesting, where I'm like,
Thank you. Why am
I not going to these shows? These look amazing.
There was
a bunch of them. I got to make it a priority. Hopefully this is like the first of many times I get to go and watch shows.
I hope so. I hope maybe it'll be the second. You should maybe come check out the Todd Barry show. He's had some Netflix comedy shows. Power Up Comedy's bringing him on Saturday.
Wow.
7:30. Yeah. Okay. So
since you brought that up, I was just about to ask, what other productions will we be seeing from you in the future?
Well, there's a number. For one thing, you know, I mean, our title is Pro Arts, so I'm kind of trying to emphasize the S in that. We're trying to, you know, we do a lot of comedy, free range comedy, which is an improv troupe on the island, shows every fourth Saturday. Although this coming month is going to be on October 14th. Maui Improv does shows the last Sunday of every month. We have Right now, we have on display of our new brand new lobby wall. We have we're going to have a rotating display of local visual artists. Mm. So right now, we have Danielle Nalise, who's generously offered to donate 50% of the proceeds of any sales of her work that are in the theater to the theater, which is kind of awesome.
Oh, fantastic!
And then as a part of our, you know, then we have amazing co-productions like this one, Evil Dead. Then we our regular season continues. We just actually finished with. Our very successful Strangers on a Train, which was a psychological thriller. We've got Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime coming up in January. That actually won the Tony for Best Play a few years ago. And it's really kind of fascinating. It's the story of a boy with autism who witnesses a very mysterious event and how he kind of investigates it. So that's kind of cool.
Neat.
Yeah. Then we have Out of Order, which is a British sort of slamming doors farce comedy. And then we have our musical, Fun Home, which is going to be after that. And then we actually have our first ever winner of our annual playwriting competition, which somehow we read the plays blind, and it turned out to be written by Kimo Nevius, if you know Kimo, he used to do The Tub on Akaku and all that, but he wrote this, and it's a murder, it's kind of defined genre, but ostensibly it's sort of a murder mystery, but it's a very cool play, and
like
his
murder.
Play will be going up.
I know you do, that is one
and
of your
you
fortes.
If you really like murder, Evil Dead the Musical.
Well, Lynn and Will, before we let you guys go, Francine, I know you especially. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask our lovely guests?
I have like a million questions. I was thinking about all of them on the way here, and then I got really excited, and I forgot all of them.
Yeah, we can't answer most of them. We're just going to tell you to go watch the show.
I want to know everything. Tell me. Yeah, I as soon as I found out, my friend Tony told me about this happening, and I immediately bought tickets, I think, that day. I was so excited. I was like, yes, I'm going to buy them all before. I'm going to buy every single seat in the Splash Zone for every night. But, of course, I can't afford that. So I just bought what I could afford at the time. But I want to try to see it many times.
When she told us this, we were the cast here for the Nerd Watch was very excited for this. Mm-hmm. And then to find out that Will was going to be in it, our excitement kind of went down a little bit. But no, I'm just kidding. You know we love you all. But no, we're still very excited for this, and I'm very excited for the Maui community to get involved in this. And to be honest, it's nice to have something other than, no disrespect to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but it seems like that always is the cliched one that everybody kind of is the go-to. So it's nice to see the Evil Dead here on Halloween.
Yeah, that is super refreshing. I appreciate
that. Yeah, so I really do appreciate that.
Oh,
yes,
I know
dear.
What I wanted to ask.
Go ahead.
This probably doesn't apply to me as a mother, obviously, but what would be age appropriate?
Oh, very good question.
That is an excellent question. We are putting a strong advisory of 18 and older.
Okay.
People are welcome to make that choice for themselves.
Yeah,
however,
I'm
we
totally
are putting.
My 13-year-old.
Okay, great. Sorry, but we're just putting a strong advisory.
Yeah,
there is definitely adult content.
Yeah, if they're mentally 25.
There you go.
I guess I have my question is, Lynn. Does Will say the
go.
Yeah? Does, does Will say the F word in this play?
I was gonna say think Deadpool.
Okay, sweet.
Think about that quantity, and I think you're about
all right.
Where you? Yeah.
All right. So Ryan
it's
Reynolds.
Probably close. It's probably close in the tally.
Thanks,
of that,
Will.
Of that number.
Now I'm really excited. Yeah. Can't wait.
It's gonna be like that South Park where there's a counter down at the bottom.
Yes, and the counter at the bottom is waiting. Yeah. So good, so good. Gentlemen, on this side of the table, any questions for our lovely guests before we let them go? That's a no. you guys can catch
so
the
happy.
Evil Dead musical at Pro Arts Maui in Kihei. Affectionately known as the Taco Bell Theater, October 18th through November 3rd.
The old tilt.
We'll use tacos with.
You can call Pro Arts. I believe the number is 808-463-6550.
You got it.
That's 808-463-6550. You can also get tickets online at proartsmaui.com. That is proartsmaui.com. And if you're lucky, Lynn will answer the phone and answer all of your questions.
And that smooth voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So October.
Oh, you were reading a thing. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man. Okay. You learned all that in one night.
I'm good.
He's already off book. He's what we call in theater off book.
So October 18th through November 3rd in the heart of Kihei. Please come and support the arts. Please come support the Pro Arts Maui Theater. And the fact is that your community is what drives this theater. So please, as a community, come out and support them, and do all you can to be a part of the show. And I think they will entertain you verily, as they say. So,
ooh, nice word. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. Really,
they say that all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
they
say that
all the time.
In Robin Hood, they said
all the time.
That's right.
So many times.
That's right. That's what it is.
I bet you fit into that suit real well.
So, can we get a big round of applause for Lynn
Very
and Will? Crushed.
Thank you guys for having us.
Show
Thank you.
Tonight. Woo! Certainly do appreciate it. Evil Dead the Musical, once again, October 18th through November 3rd at Pro Arts Maui.
We serve tacos.
Pro Arts Playhouse
Let's
in
go
Kihei.
Out for a taco. Let's go out for a taco.
ProArtsMaui.com. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a really, really good time. We will be back. I hope maybe if we can, we could get you guys back here again for maybe
Like a
postmortem on. Very good, Will. Yeah, so we'll do a postmortem on Verily. So I have a postmortem on the Evil Dead, maybe after the show if you guys are up for it.
I'd love to hear what you think.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen who are watching and or listening, we'll be back with part two of the show. We're going to have the Nerd Watch proper. We're going to talk about comics, movies, lots of big news. You're not going to want to miss out. So once again, thank you so much to Will and Lynn for being a part of the show. The Executive Director, Lynn, of being part of the show. But it is time for us to get out of here for part one of this program. So until next time, which will just be in a few minutes, for Aaron, for the producer, seducer, Kai, for
Matt,
Francine, Will, Lynn, myself, G-Money, peace out, much love, and most assuredly always stay nerdy. And until next time, aloha.